Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we're delighted that you've welcomed us into your home, and we certainly would love to hear from you. So send us your email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, we're very excited today to have with us Lauren Costabile. She is the founder and the executive director of Hearts of Joy International. Her mission is to provide children with Down syndrome vital cardiac care that is often neglected or inaccessible in developing countries. And you could go out to her beautiful website, heartsofjoyinternational.com. And Lauren also is a fellow Jersey girl.
Yes.
All her life from Jersey, but has recently moved to California. So we're excited to have her with us. And well, she can really share the beautiful ministry that God has birthed in her heart, because she went and saw and had her heart touched. And she's going to tell us her beautiful story.
Well, before we begin our show, we always pray. And I could tell you, just a wave of privilege. Mm. Lord, we're so privileged to have Lauren on and to share about heartsofjoyinternational.com, the sacredness, the dignity of these precious children. Jesus said, unless you humble yourself and become like a child, you can't inherit the kingdom of heaven. Mm. And so we see the faith so very, very clearly in children with Down's syndrome. May they be seen in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciated, respected, welcomed into life, care provided that they need so often in their early year or so. Mm-hmm. with heart difficulties in many children with Down syndrome. It's a wonderful show. May God grip your heart, and may you join with this beautiful ministry and be part of the solution to bless these little ones. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're excited to have with us Lauren Costabile. Now, Lauren is the founder and the executive director of Hearts of Joy International. Her mission is to provide children with Down syndrome vital cardiac care that is often neglected or it's inaccessible in developing countries. Go out to the beautiful website, heartsofjoyinternational.com. Well, Lauren, we are excited to have you with us today. And we first want you to tell our family a little bit about yourself and then how God has captured your heart to start this beautiful ministry.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be here with you. I'm a Jersey girl, and I've always had just a passion for children with disabilities. God has always planted that on my heart from an early age. When I was a teenager, I volunteered at a camp for children with special needs. That was the first time that I saw, wow, like these people are just so incredible and such a gift and a joy, and I really felt called to share that with the world. Didn't realize that God was going to have me found a nonprofit, but God is God of the most beautiful blessings and surprises. And I've always worked with these children, doing different types of therapies and interventions. And then in 2017, I went to Uganda for the first time, and I met a little baby who had Down syndrome. She was 6 months old. Now with the heart defect, it's important that you correct it before they're 6 months to a year or it becomes fatal. So I knew that from working with this population, that 50% of them are born with this defect. And so I met her, and I took her and another child to India for the operation because they were rejected from the hospital in Uganda once they found out that they had Down syndrome. And so we ended up in India, and the one child got the operation, but the other child was 2.5, and they told us she was inoperable, meaning she won't live past her 10th birthday. And that was devastating to me because these are my most favorite people in the world. They're so amazing and beautiful and such a gift, and it really saddened me that because of lack of education and resources, these children didn't have a chance. And that's where God planted on my heart, Lauren, you have to do something to change this and not just provide the service, but end the stigma and the prejudice against them because they have a disability. So that's where it was birthed in my heart, and it's been such a joy, truly, to serve.
So in Uganda, was it the medical community that missed that diagnosis? Is it lack of funding, ignorance? What is it?
Yeah, it's lack of awareness. So they don't connect Down syndrome to the heart defect. So a lot of families just don't know that their child even has Down syndrome, and they don't associate that with the heart defect. And then if they do have that knowledge, or if they go and get the heart checked and the doctor says, you have a defect, you need to have this corrective surgery, it becomes such a hopeless situation for the family because they don't have the funding to do that. And it's fatal. The child will not survive if they don't get this corrective surgery. So we say our work is literally life-saving.
It is.
Because we are, saving the child's life
when
through this operation.
When you went to Uganda, what did you go for? Were you on a mission, or were you just visiting? What were you doing?
Yeah, so I was actually visiting my best friend who lives there. She started another nonprofit 3 years prior to me going, and so I went to visit her. Which again is just so funny when I think about it. I just have a huge smile on my face because God also knows what we need in these moments. I just went to visit my best friend, and now we both have nonprofits and we get to do this work together. And it's just such a gift to be understood in that way and to partner with God together. We both have such a passion and love for children with disabilities, and we actually work very closely now. After our children get their operations, we send them to her clinic. She does physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. It's called Imprint Hope. Okay. And that's what I was doing there. I wasn't on a mission or anything like that.
She wasn't necessarily doing ministry to children with Down syndrome, or was she?
She was working with children with all disabilities
there.
And so she was doing physical therapy work.
Yeah, and occupational therapy, teaching them how to walk. And so now we send a lot of our children there after they get the operation.
Because you were saying you always had this heart for people, children with disabilities, and you went there not thinking this would develop into a whole ministry, but what was going on, the internal workings, your spirit? You're always working with children with disabilities to a degree. What was happening with you when you got, these children are really stigmatized? What do you mean by that, number one? And and then what were you seeing in terms of your own heart, seeing them, their sanctity, their dignity, the Lord in them, that you were so moved to say, I think I'm going to be doing this?
I think there was a natural curiosity because I was so familiar working with them here in the States that there was this natural wondering, well, what are children with Down syndrome that treated like, or what are the resources for them? What are the programs, the schooling in a country like Uganda? Because I had never been. And I was shocked to see that they're kept inside their homes. And there's not much awareness for them. There's a deep shame associated with having a child with Down syndrome because the disability is physical, so you could see it. And it's just such a misunderstanding. And so that saddened me because these are my favorite people in the world. They bring such joy and love and light into our world, and I can't imagine my life without them. And so to see that, they didn't understand the gift that these children were. And so I felt that stirring in my heart, Lauren, it's important to show them and to teach them because we want to leave a legacy of in 100, 200 years that, you know, these children, it's understood that they matter just like anyone else and they deserve to be treated with dignity, with care, and receive the medical, you know, operations and care that they deserve to save their lives.
And so many children who get a diagnosis, for women who get a diagnosis of Down syndrome during pregnancy, those babies are targeted for abortion. So there's such a high rate of abortion increase when you have Down syndrome. It's almost like the medical community is shunning, you know, this and saying, this is such an abnormality, this is such a condition that we don't even want to look at it. And shame on us. And as you saw, as in Uganda, how the family they go into shame and they hide mm-hmm. the child. I think of that story. We met this woman in Rome, and she had a Down syndrome sister. Yeah. And the father, when he had this little girl, I think she was like two, when he took her out to the community to show her off. Mm. And he put her on his shoulders and said, "This is my child," for the whole community to see, as to say, "Look at my child. Mm-hmm. She has dignity, value, and worth. She belongs to my family." Mm. To celebrate her, as to say, you know what? We all have conditions. Mm. We all do. We all have special conditions. Some of them more obvious than others, but we all have special conditions. Every human being. Nobody's perfect, just Jesus, you know.
Yeah. And also God created each of us, so who are we to say you have value, you don't?
Right.
We're all created in the image and likeness of God, and that's my mission at the core, is to teach people that and change cultures and shift that mindset to looking at this person because they're a piece of God in them. They're created by God.
Right. But
like you were saying, Joy, in our country, there's such a prenatal diagnosis with this, and so many have chosen, God's mercy be upon those who have. Mm. We're not here to condemn, but hopefully people can see differently. But you were saying such a severe abnormality, the medical community, but they're not a severe abnormality.
Mm-mm.
They're human.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Speak about this, human first, child first, person first, because if they're just defined by this supposed abnormality or condition, then they become like an it. They become that thing. They're not that thing.
Yeah.
How do we help society?
Yeah.
While they're in utero and beyond, I mean, your mission is doing that. You're doing what she said about the father who took the child and put the child on his shoulders and said, "Look at my child. Look at my daughter. Look at her."
Yeah. Well, I think for us, identifying them as a human being. Because we all are created in the image of God, and we're all person first, right? And so even the way we talk about people with our language, we refer to them as children with Down syndrome, not anything else, that their condition is a part of them, but it's not who they are.
Right. They're more than that.
Yeah, we all are.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And also, I think being that example, I know within Hearts of Joy, our team is there to support the mothers and the families through the surgery process. And that's a big part of our program because we see that a mother is a mother, you know? Like that is inherent in your heart that you love your child no matter what. And that is something that we try to draw out and to teach and to build up advocates within these families. Mm-hmm. Because it's there, they just need a little bit of support, as do any human being.
Yes. Right.
And that's our job. And it's funny, I call it Hearts of Joy because I was praying about the name and all these things came to mind, hope, love, what children with Down syndrome represent, but joy kept coming back on my heart. And God said, show the joy of these children and the joy of the Lord. And I kept going back to that. And now since beginning it and being 5 years into the work in the field with these families and serving in this way, I realized that my job and the job of our team is to bring joy into the situation as well, because it's difficult. Yes. These children are sick with the congenital heart defect, and it's a very emotionally difficult time for our families that their children are going through this. And we say the children bring us joy, but it's also our job to bring joy to the family. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Drawing out the true reality. This is something that we try and do at our pregnancy medical center.
Yeah.
These girls come in with unwanted pregnancies, difficult situations.
So important.
Somehow, you have to give to that person. You have to pull out, we try to pull out the true femininity, motherhood. And they get to see their child on an ultrasound and just hold it before them. So sometimes people just need that to say, this is what it means to be human, as a human being. This is what it means to be a mother. And then they're just hearing what the world doesn't share. And somehow, some way, we try to kiss that and put that back in. And suddenly their head is tilted. And not only do we see differently the child, they begin to see differently. And we were speaking about that saying that somebody says, change how you see. See how you change. So we're just trying to help to tilt their head. Is this an ugly hag or is this a beautiful woman? It's that image. Yeah, and all
changing
of a sudden you tilt.
Yeah,
and that's what you're doing. Yeah. You're such an advocate. You're an advocate. You're the voice for the voiceless.
Well, tell us about the cardiac care that happens. So you do cardiac screening for children that do have Down syndrome mm-hmm. where they don't have access to the proper medical care. Tell us about that.
So we work in Uganda, India, Mexico, and the Philippines. So in those countries, they don't necessarily have access to the care like we have here. And so, and it's, you know, in Uganda, because a lot of them live in the villages. In the Philippines, they live on islands. There's about almost 8,000 islands. Wow. And something like a couple hundred cardiologists, and so not everyone is being even seen, or that lack of just resources for them to be screened. And so when we first started, we partnered with cardiologists and teams and hospitals in each of those countries, but now we've expanded to even do screenings to these remote areas where these children have never seen a cardiologist before. And what's been happening is we've been able to educate, find lots of children that need our help. And then we, you know, provide them with the surgery. But it's really a lack of awareness and just lack of resources. Yeah. And so we're trying to bridge the gap and working with those doctors in those countries to provide that.
It's a very powerful vision and way of doing things. There's groups that come together, they go to different countries to perform surgeries, let's say cleft palate, and they'll go there to perform the surgeries, and they'll go back next year and do that again. You're talking a lot about, we want to work with the local people, we want to work with the indigenous people, we want to work with the healthcare people there, we want to work with support groups there. So you want them to own this and to catch the vision for this and not just kind of come in and do everything. But so, how's that going? Are people catching the vision? They're moving in compassion now. They're seeing this could really happen. And how do you tie into that? What do you do then? You're casting awareness. How about the surgeries? Who pays for the surgeries?
Yeah.
Is that shared, or is it you guys?
Sure. So we partner with those specific hospitals in country, and we join ourselves with the cardiac team there. And it's really so remarkable for me to be on the ground and witness this. I go for every surgery. Every time we have a group going or children are receiving the operation, I'm there. So I get to experience that firsthand. And the reason we partner with the people in country, the doctors, the medical staff, is because our goal is to build a culture of life and to build that up, and for people to realize the dignity of these children. And so how do you do that? Through the healthcare system. Think about our own country and why we abort. It's because within the healthcare system, that's what's being taught. And so it permeates. And so our goal is to show that. And it's there. The potential's always there. I keep saying we just have to be that little extra push and support and saying, hey, this is why. This is why these children matter, and they deserve the care just like you and I. And I have been completely blown away by, you know, when we first started, maybe they were a little weary. Well, why just Down syndrome? There's thousands of other children that need this, but it's because these children are forgotten and they're pushed to the side and they're denied by other organizations. We're only helping them because they're always at the bottom of the list. Now they're at the top.
Right.
Well, this is our only list. But it's a beautiful thing to like learn from all the cultures as well, and to really work together as a team. It's really
We're
going to
pause
incredible.
At this point and hold you over for the final segment. It's Hearts of Joy International, heartsofjoyinternational.com, right? We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. We're at home with Jim and Joy, and we're having a beautiful conversation with Lauren, and she's telling us about her beautiful ministry, heartsofjoyinternational.com. Now, tell our family a little bit about how many children you've been able to help so far, and then all the things that you have to raise money for to make all of that happen.
Yeah, so it started in 2019, and since then, we have helped over 120 children in all those countries. So those are little lives that are saved. You know, they're going to celebrate their birthdays and ride a bike and be there to, learn with their families, and so it's really.
And
just
you go there
so
yourself personally. You try to be a part of those surgeries, to be around, to be near. That gives me, it should give me a heart of joy. It gives me a heavy heart. It shows a heart of joy. You know, I mean, because you're really physically and mystically united with this one, and it must be nice to watch these children grow over time.
It's really wild to see them, the before and after photos of when they're so little, and then now they're 5 years old or, you know, 6 years old. I just received a message from our nurse in Uganda of one of our patients riding a bike.
Perfect.
So sweet.
Now, if they don't have the surgery, their life expectancy is up to 10 years?
About 5 to 10 years
old. Okay. And so being that they get to have the surgery, they have a normal length of life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and in that span, I mean, one of the beautiful things that you do is you have to raise money to provide for everything for the family, for the child, and as they recover. So how, so if people go out to our website, go out to your website, they can make a donation to be involved.
Yeah, we have a sponsor a child page or a donate page because we're providing the service for the operation. So we're providing the operation for the funding, as well as passports and visas and airplane tickets and hospital stay, accommodations, food, diapers, everything you can imagine.
So you could go to your website and actually like sponsor a child, right?
What is that? We only have like a minute. But.
Sure.
What would that mean if I wanted to sponsor a child? Do I pay for everything, a part of that? What?
Yeah, so it's the complete cardiac package, and that's $10,000 for one child.
Yeah, and that's,
well, that includes all of that.
Well, you can say, like, we're coming up on Christmas, coming up on, on whatever, and say, you know what? We don't want anything. Here's what I'd like you to do to the family, to everyone. Raise up as much money as you. Let's sponsor a child. Let's not give gifts this year, and let's do this.
It will save a life.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us. Praising the Lord that you'll be with us again tomorrow to unpack this beautiful ministry more fully. Hearts of Joy International, heartsofjoyinternational.com. And we could just hear it ringing in our ears, the words of our Lord. As you do it unto the least of these, my brothers, my sisters, you do it to me. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.